Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, my Father God Almighty, for being us. Thank you for the nation that we in the world that we live in. Thank you for knowledge and wisdom in the world that your word says inside and out itself, that they came to nourish us. Thank you, Lord God, for this knowledge and wisdom. Only for your glory. Just for the glory. No more Jesus. Thank you for being with the United States of America. Oh, Lord, thank you for blessing this nation economically, politically, and otherwise. Oh, Lord, bless the nation and the city. We thank you for all the families in Christ with our medical church. Thank you for being with everyone and meeting them at the point of their need in my kingdom of Jesus. Thank you for being with your power and glory and favor. And, oh, Lord, in that family, oh, God, thank you. Prayer that we just brought a point of prayer for people to pray for God, Lord, for hearing and answering their prayers and meeting them at the point of the need in the name of Jesus. Father God, at this time, I thank you and I pray that with all these things done, oh, Father, we shall be able to give you all the glory, honor, and power in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
share what God is doing. Do not be ashamed to share what God is doing. This ministry is not to lift up anyone. And because even when we praise and worship, and when we pray, God moves.
Myself, not suffer
is shocking. Far more
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Y'all welcome in Jesus' name. Can we sing this song together? because we are putting it on radio, and we're going to spread it. Yesterday, our daddy, shared with us, and last week he shared with us about the communion. And as I was recording this message last week on the Holy Communion, hundreds of people were listening all over the world. Hundreds of people. The number has increased to a couple of thousands of people on link.com. That message was very powerful. It was a detailed teaching on the Holy Communion. And then I said, why did so many people, you know, keyed in to listen to this message online? They were listening to it online. It captured a lot of people. Then the Lord told me, this teach on the communion, on the Lord's Supper, is not common. A lot of pastors, they don't like it. Great teaching. We thank God for that. We should love our neighbor as ourselves. In John 3:16, he said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes him not perish, but shall have everlasting life." John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So God is love? Yes. God is love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. 1 John chapter 4. Verse 7 and 8, God is love. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love for one another. Then in verse 8, he says, "For God is love." Verse 8, 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, he says, "God is love." So God himself is love. Huh. See? This is something serious. So God, another name for God is love. Because that's it. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. God is love. Which means another name for God is love. So God is love. God has love. Agape love. The sacrificial love. And he tested Abraham when he said, "Abraham, take your son, your only begotten son Isaac, and sacrifice him on the altar." God was testing Abraham. Genesis 18 and Genesis 22. He said, "And God tested Abraham. I want to see whether you love me, Abraham. Take your son and put him on the altar." And Abraham passed the test because obedience is love. Then Job went through the same test. All kinds of things happened to Job. And Job called God. He passed the test of love for God. The test of love. About the first day, what shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall persecution, shall tribulation, shall fear, shall nakedness, shall perish? In all these things, we are more than conquerors. So there is a test for love. There is a test. God can test to know how much you really love him. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, which is called the love chapter of the Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, is called the love chapter of the Bible. It's all about the love of God. Charity is patient. Use the word charity. Kind, love is temperance. Love is enduring. Love is bearing. Patient. talk about love and all the details about love and what love is. Love is patient. Love is temperance. Love is enduring. Love is kindness. First Corinthians chapter 9, or everything about love in the Bible. It's mentioned in First Corinthians chapter 13. Bible scholars call it the love chapter of the Bible. The love of the Bible. If there is love, you know war. Oh yes, if there is love, what we are seeing in Russia and Ukraine today will not be there. If there is love, we will not have gone through the war. If there is love, we will not have had the First World War and Second World War. If there is love, there will be no Third World War. Because the world now is preparing for Third World War. Equipment, nuclear, and everything, submarine. If there is love, all these things will not be. There is no love. There is no patience. There is no kindness. There is no trust. That's the reason why somebody can hate somebody to the point where he can carry missiles. Carry missiles and throw on people's heads, and they are dying in thousands and millions. That tells you there is no law. Then men can grow cold because with the Taliban. Jesus mentioned that in chapter 24 as a sign of the end time. Matthew chapter 24, Jesus mentioned it. He said the love of men that grow cold because there will be so much evil. So love is gradually disappearing from people's hearts, from people's minds. Love is gradually disappearing. That is why the people who wake up one morning and gas over 2 million Jews to gas them with no love. That is why Rwanda can go through those experiences they went through. No love. If you love the people of Rwanda, have that situation. Not to talk of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japan, where atomic and hydrogen bombs were thrown that destroyed whole two cities and took them out of existence. If there is love, all those things will not come out. There is no love. Love is missing. It's the missing ingredient in the world today. If there is love, there will be divorce every day. Divorce every minute, every hour. Divorce and then marry, and then marry, and then divorce and marry. Marry again, divorce and marry again. Divorce and marry again, and divorce and marry again, divorce and marry again. If there is love, people will be patient with one another, because that's Corinthians 13. If a love is patience, love is temperance, love is endurance, love beareth all things. There is no love. That is why things are happening. There is no love. All of a sudden, Trump, Mr. Trump has started turning Republicans against Democrats, trying to create an ugly situation, which they have already started at the Capitol Hill on January 6th. And all those, we don't need those things. We don't need those things. Why are you worried? Must you be a president of the country? If he love, if there is love, we will not be envious. You are ruled for 4 years. Go away. Another people are still ruling. You are not poor. You are not suffering. But you want to make a mountain out of a move by knocking people's heads. And you say you want to be president at all costs. No law. If you have love, you will let go like Abraham. If there is love, we let go. We will forgive and forget. Abraham, you know, he demonstrated love. The servants of Abraham were quarreling with the servants of Lot. Abraham said, you know what? My brother Lot, I don't want to lose you. This is what we must do. Our servants are quarreling with themselves, Genesis, book of Genesis. Our servants are quarreling with them. We're not allowed to quarrel to so you lost. Choose one part of the land. And let me choose the other part of the land. That way, we will see the friends, we will see the brothers, and our servants will not be fighting and quarreling and then trying to make us to lock her. See, if there is law, there will be temperance, there will be patience, there will be kindness. If there is love, we will let go. Isaac dug well. And the name of Genesis, Isaac, he dug well, then he dug another well, he dug another well, and the enemies kept taking the well from him. He didn't care. He kept on digging another well each time. But God blessed Isaac. Whether you took his wealth from him, God blessed Isaac. If there is love, we will not give fire for fire. If there is love, we will not turn to war field or war ground. The Abraham Ojukwu was the richest man in Nigeria in the 50s and 60s because his father was a multi-billionaire who died and left riches for him. The first thing he thought was how to create war because money has come. You see, you don't think that way. We don't have to. We don't have to war because we have money. If you have money, go and help the poor people in your state. Help the poor people in your country. Help the poor people. Help the homeless and the fatherless and the orphans. If there is love, go and show love to the people. Jesus fed 4,000. And then Jesus fed another 5,000. Why not do the same thing? Go and create wars and killing of human beings. There is no love. The love of God in our life in Jesus' name. The love of God in the church in Jesus' name. The love of God, the love of God in school, the love of God in our homes, in our family, the love of God to reign in our hearts in Jesus' name. The Good Samaritan, Luke chapter 10, 25 to 37. The Good Samaritan left his own problems and started attending to a man he saw on the street. Attended to a homeless man who was traveling, beaten by armed robbers and left for dead. The Samaritan came down from the horse and took the wounded man, carried him to an inn, took care of him. The Good Samaritan. Jesus said, this is the true religion. True religion. We take care of those who need, where you minister to the oppressed, where you help those. That is the true religion. The Good Samaritan. May we be the Good Samaritan of today in the name of Jesus Christ. May God give us love, love in our heart, in our mind, in our soul, in our spirit. We have only one prayer today. God, let there be love. Let there be love in our nation. God, let there be love. Because if there is love, we will not criticize each other. Go to churches. The assistant pastors are criticizing the senior pastor. The senior pastor is criticizing the assistant pastor. The elders are criticizing the women. The women are criticizing, you know, people talk ill of themselves and, you know, ridicule themselves, preach against each other, run themselves down before the people. And all this is going on. If there is law, all these divisions, insulting, and selfishness and greed will not take place. If there is law, there will be peace and joy, and the love of God shall reign. We have only one prayer today. God restore law, the first law. The first, the New Testament church was clothed in love. They cared for the people. The New Testament church in Acts of Apostles, they cared for the people in need. They ministered to people. They helped. They reached out, demonstrating the love of God. They had all things in common. None of them lack anything. The love of God. Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God in our lives? You love the world and the things of this world. You love. Your sister is in need, and your advisor to pray about me. Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God in our life? Your brother is in need, and you advise him to pray about it. Your brother is in need, and you advise him to pray about it. Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God in our lives? Yes, brethren, we are going to close our eyes wherever you are. In any part of the world listening to this message, God has spoken to us, everyone. There should be love in our homes, in our families. There should be love everywhere. There should be love. There should be love in our marriages. There should be love in our communities, in the government. There should be love. There should be love in our nation. There should be love in the family. There should be love. We are going to pray, God, restore your love. God, restore your love to church. Restore your love to our nation. Restore your love in my life. Yes, shall we pray in the name of Jesus? God, restore your love. Restore your love in my life. Restore your love in my life, oh God. Restore your love in my life, oh God. Restore your love, oh God. Let there be love in our home. Let there be love in our family. Let there be love in everything we do. Let there be love in our life, oh God. Let there be love in our families, God. In our homes, oh God. In our marriages, oh God. Restore your love, oh God. Restore your love, oh God. Restore your love, oh God, in our life, oh God. Restore your love, oh God. Restore your love in our life, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord wants us to forgive and forget. He wants you to forgive and forget whosoever wronged you, offended you, consciously or unconsciously. Forgive and forget. Because if you don't forgive and forget, then there is no love. Cleanse your heart, forgive and forget, let go. This world, people must offend you. This world, people must offend each other. In this world, people must do things that annoy people. In this world, people are prone to error. Jesus said, forgive. I hear the word forgive and forget. Don't keep any grudges. Don't keep Psalm 56 verse 18. Psalm 56 verse 18. David said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Psalm 56 verse 18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Let's forgive us who have wronged us. Cleanse our heart. Let go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. So that God can forgive you and answer your prayer. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that has come forth. Hear us, doers of your word, and not just hear us alone, O God. Heal us, O God. Make us to have love. Give us your love. Put your love in our hearts, in our lives. Let there be love in our families, in our homes, in our marriages. Praise in our churches. Let there be love in our nations, in our communities. Oh God, let there be love. If there is love, all these things we have seen today, all these problems will not be there. God, restore love, restore love, restore love, restore love to your people. So that we live in love because God is love. Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayer, Lord. We give you praise, glory, honor, and adoration. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen.
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 About the cost of it. So, how would we then? Hello.